704 Slide American State Trials, 1918, Volume X, Leo Frank Document. Here is the translated text as follows. 672X, American State Trials. Do you want to see me? He said, no, he doesn't. He asked, Aunt Margaret, do you think Uncle Herman ought to live with you now? And I said, no. That afternoon, I employed James R. Bedgood to represent me. They had brought Mr. Cook into my room at the tower and informed me that this was a joint indictment of Mr. Cook and myself. They mentioned that if I employed a different attorney, it might cause a clash in the two defenses, and that my case and Mr. Cook's case should be conducted along the same lines. So, on Sunday afternoon, I talked to them and told them that I would ask them to represent me as well. On Monday, Mr. Hirsch came to the tower to see me. He asked if it was true that Forrest Adair, George Adair, and Asa Candler Jr. had tried to get me to leave him, and if this had happened during his absence from home. He also inquired if it occurred while he was at home. The court. I don't think she can go into that, and besides, all of these things occurred after the enterprise ended. Mr. Russell. I quite agree with Your Honor about that, but it might lead to something else that she wishes to say. The court. Mrs. Hirsch, anything you want to say regarding the case is proper. If you want to make any other statement about the case itself, you may do so, but I don't think you can go into what occurred between yourself and your husband. I don't think that's any part of the case. Now, Mrs. Hirsch, anything you want to say about your case that you haven't stated to the jury, you can do so. Mrs. Hirsch, well, there was another matter on my mind, but the interruption has taken it from my mind. The court, if you are through, madam, you may stop. Mrs. Hirsch, I had thought about it, but it went from my mind because of the interruption. The court, well, if it comes back to you during the trial, I will let you come back and make a further statement. In rebuttal, J.D. Batemore, I am the deputy sheriff at the tower. What did you do then? I sent for Mrs. Humphreys while Mrs. Hirsch was in conference with Cook and Attorney Bedgood. Mr. Arnold, did Attorney J.B. Bedgood make any attempts to see Mrs. Humphreys at the jail? Yes, but she refused to see him, saying that he was not her lawyer. Did you receive information to the effect that Mrs. Humphreys knew anything about this case? Yes. John Thompson, a white prisoner held on a murder charge, stated that Mrs. Humphreys said that Mrs. Hirsch had told her that the entire matter was a frame-up on Mr. Candler between Mr. Hirsch, Cook, and herself. No inducement, money or otherwise, or threats had been made to secure this statement. I told Mr. Steph,